And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's been a century since doctors discovered insulin and first used it to treat a person with diabetes, and thank goodness for the breakthrough. Today, more than 30 million Americans are diabetic, including 880,000 North Carolinians. With such a widespread illness, you'd think society would have long since made it cheap and easy to access such a common and effective treatment. Amazingly, however, that's not the case. Thanks to drug industry price gouging, the cost of insulin has soared in the U.S. in recent years. A vial of the drug Humalog that cost $21 in 1999 costs more than $330 today, even as the price in countries like Canada has stayed flat. And tragically, when the U.S. Senate tried to pass legislation this past weekend that would have capped the price at $35, Republicans, including Tom Tillis and Richard Burr, shamefully voted no and used a filibuster to defeat it. The bottom line, Democrats are already making this outrageous blockade a campaign issue for the fall elections, and given the number of people the proposal would have helped, one can't blame them. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.